Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I love to talk to you every week. And in fact, today we're talking about living into gusto. I called it, something like empowerment and aging, because sometimes when we're living into aging, we're losing our gusto inch by inch, and we don't want to do that. We want to choose something else. We're going to talk about that today. Not just about aging, but about living into potential, living into our authenticity, radiating into possibility, and that is, as we know, how we create. Radiance by Design is a call-in show. It's a call about energy. It's a show about energy and how when we radiate, when we consciously remove blocks and so on, we learn to consciously emanate our, more optimal life, our creative visualizations and so on. So it's a fun show, it's a call-in show, and you know, we had a bit of phone trouble, we've had a little bit of phone karma with this, and I'm going to give the phone numbers. They've now got four lines, so that if you call in the one main number, they can put you on hold while somebody else is on asking a question. It didn't work last week, so we're going to see if it works this week, and I'm going to give you the other numbers, and our handy-dandy, helpful, wonderful, lovable producer is Seth, and we're going to give you his direct line if you get stuck and don't get answers. Okay, we want you to get answers. The first thing we're going to start with today is our vibrational structures, and I'm going to ask Bob to turn my microphone a little bit. It's down, please. It's a little, that's better. It was just really moving back, and I don't know if you heard it at home, but it was kind of echoing in my face here. It's a beautiful day here in the Northwest. It was pouring with rain so much you couldn't believe it. It was torrential and almost equatorial. And now it's bright and there's wafting clouds and it's bright sunshine and there's beautiful flowers all in a matter of about an hour. So we're having drama here. So let's that's called weather with gusto. Let's work on it together. All right, close your eyes and let's all move into our sacred geometric structures. Now remember that these structures you build with your mind, with the sculpting tools of your mind, and you can actually create a safe haven and a workshop for changing not only your resonance, but for doing healing work and for contacting people who are in a distance and so on. And today, when we go into our workshop, you can do whatever you like, but I'm going to ask you to at least spend a few moments on calling up some of the resistances in your body. Resistances to life or something like hanging on to your identity and that keeps you from doing something that might be more authentically yourself. So when I say call up your resistances, ask yourself to recognize a place in yourself where you might be holding tight and not being able to write the book, dance the dance, paint the picture, whatever it is you're wanting to create, bake a pudding, and becoming who you really are. Are ya ready to go into your structures? Here we go. No outfits required. We're taking them all off when we get in there, okay? We're just light beings, vibrational vehicles of light. And focus up over your head about 4 miles up and see there two golden balls, just a tiny bit apart. These structures are magical and they're in your magical mind. So we're going to hold those two golden balls about 4 miles above and one about 40 feet below. And now drop from the upper golden ball down to about, upper golden balls down to about waist high, 20 feet out from your body, a four-sided pyramid. And the lines of this pyramid are golden. Oh my, they're radiant. And now the same thing, only upside down, and the point of your upside down pyramid meets the lower golden ball. So now you're in a structure of eight sides. And in that structure, create a beautiful crystal ball and have the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. That's your eight-sided structure. And then inside of that, there you are, and you're going to be in a, it's like a crystalline, it's like a little spaceship, a crystalline, what would I call elliptical shape, just a sweet little, yep, and you're in there. The guy, I'm arguing with the guides, you see. I'm trying to describe something, and they're telling me to get into a spiraling crystal. So I've never seen that before, so I was arguing with them and then couldn't remember what I was talking about. But in we go, we're inside a spiraling crystalline shape of some sort. And there you are in there, we're spinning and spinning. It's very pretty, isn't it? And spinning and spinning and spinning. And as we spin, see in front of us this amazing crystal grid. And on the grid, there we place our little movies, our live action movies about who we are, who we want to be, what we want to create, and then our galactic healing room, plus some political stuff, okay? So go up under the crystal grid and see yourself the way you'd really like to be. And I always want to be really multidimensional. What would you like? Okay. And see yourself there, feel yourself there. Experience what it is to be what it is you want to be. Good work. Wrap that in light. And then let's move to the next scenario, which is a picture, a vision, a movie of what it is you want to create, something you want to participate in, something you want to create, one of your own authentic creative designs. It can be a home and family. It can be a love relationship. It can be a book, a movie, a show, a ship, whatever it is you want to create. Good, and see the resources coming to you to do this. And see and feel and know all the helpers that are coming your way in order to create this. See and feel yourself having a wonderful time because you're doing it because you want to do it. It's your authentic presentation in the world. Isn't that exciting? And how does it feel? It's so successful, isn't it? And the resources come to keep it going, and it fuels your authenticity, and it helps people. Oh my, and it creates its own resources, which keep it, everything going. And it's good for Ma Earth, right? Good, now wrap that in light so that it keeps growing and boiling and just loving itself. And then over we go to the Galactic Healing Center. And take a minute to call in. For the highest good of all concerned beings on the Christing path, those beings of light that are your healing team, and they come in and have them circle around your healing table or chair, whatever. And now the first person you bring into your healing team in your healing room is yourself. Get yourself to lie on that table. And let's ask our healing team what it is you need. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a tooth problem, so I'm asking them to help heal my tooth. What do you need? And they're telling me a lot about what kinds of things I could use. Mm-hmm. Apparently we can regrow our tooth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and ask them for some advice on yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their advice makes you laugh. Now wrap yourself in light and wrap the healing team in light. Remember, they can duplicate themselves. So now we're going to bring in a fresh table and our healing team comes back all around the table. And then you bring in somebody that you want to work on or you want to help heal. Who's that? That person very often comes in by themselves. Ooh, wow, I got three at once. So let's set up three healing tables and three healing teams. I can do that. Okay. And now it's so funny. Sometimes in the healing team, they're running around with like little vacuums and strange laser things, and oh my goodness. See what you can see in there. Mm-hmm. And ask them what they're doing or if you can be of any help. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm seeing mine. One person they're doing is sort of a psychic surgery. They're pulling out all kinds of stuff from this person. And then flooding them with light. Okay, and I'm doing my third person. I'm asking for advice for what it is that I could do to be of some support. And in all three cases, it's different. You might also ask if you have a right to be working on this person, if this person is doing what it is they need to be doing. And you can often, if you're not sure who to ask, ask the person themselves. You know, wrap that in light, and we'll do one more healing room. Let's see who comes in. Comes in. I have a young male, that's good. And ask if there's anything you can do, if this person wants healing. And they don't usually show up if they don't want it, frankly. And you can really participate with this healing room. Alright, now wrap that scenario in light and allow it to keep percolating. Now let's do a political one. What would you like to see politically? I'm going to actually, the guides have said that we need to absolutely send light to lift the administration, that both sides of our political situation are fueled by beings on the other side, as was Hitler, which is interesting, and as we all are too. So they're showing quite strong bondings between, I'll just go to the Obama side right now, and actually flood light recognition between him and his higher guidance and the other beings around him for the highest good of all concerned. I'm just sending a lot of light. White light, green light, pink light to the Obama administration, because he's trying to do, from my understanding so far, is he's trying to do work which will support the empowerment of people. So we're just sending light in that direction. And as we all know, we're in the middle of the shift, and it's really, 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 really important to be sending light to that which we wish to be behind at this time on the planet. It's very important. The shift either will happen or won't. It's partway along, isn't it? And we can do it. All right, let's close off the healing room with light. Send our light out to Obama and the administration. Oh, actually, we want to send our light from our hearts, the great pink light, to all the trouble spots in the world, the places where people are going hungry, where people are being pulled apart by power and politics or by old battles and prejudices and so on, and wars. Send light to as many of those places as you can concentrate on. Pink light. And then finally have the pink light bathe the entire globe. And the feeling is that of harmony, love, respect. We're all on this journey. My gosh, we are one, aren't we? And then have that light move back into your own heart. And then we'll step out of the healing room, close it off with light, send it on its way, thank our wonderful healing team, and then you step back into the spinning, the spiraling shape, the spiraling light that we were in on the way in. And now come back into our reality here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Isn't it a fun day? Oh my gosh, there's so much light going on today. It's really great. It's funny, I've had some synchronicities. My paradigm shifter fellow couldn't show up at the last minute, and suddenly I get hold of a guy who's really doing consciousness in business, and he's a publisher, and he's really quite experienced in going around all the tilt-a-whirls that you have and I have and coming up with positive ways to set up business and make money. I think it's pretty timely for people like that. The other thing we want to talk about, well, we want to talk to a lot of things. I want to talk about getting some zest into our lives. I'm sort of watching people. We've seen this a lot. We've seen more and more people who are frustrated because of the financial shift going on the planet. But all of us are metaphysicians, and we've known for a long time that we were going to have to face the inequity thing or face the constrictions of power that doesn't make too much sense, right? We've known that. And so what do we hear? At this time, when the money situation is not the same as it was, what is going to be required to pull us through this kind of knothole, economic knothole? Well, we keep hearing also over and over, it's going to take several things. One is an entrepreneurial attitude. And what is that to you? To me, it's like, well, there's a lot of you that are trying to authenticate. So the entrepreneurial attitude is somebody who wants to do his or her own business, right? I want to do it my way. I want to run my own business. I want it to be a presentation of something that I really care about. The other thing that's really, really important at this time in history is collaboration. And it used to be kind of like, if I have it, you don't. Well, we're not going to allow that anymore. It's collaborative. So if you can do something, that means I can too. And if I'm following the prints of my own soul, I'm not going to do it exactly like you, because you and I are each the only one in the universe like ourselves. And like we spoke of briefly before, each of us has inspiration that's fueled by a great number of higher beings, ascended masters, guardian angels, our own higher self, which we should be working with a lot, that knows everywhere we've ever been, everywhere we're going, and is in cahoots with other people's higher selves as far as I can figure out. So this is the time in which our own authentication process has ramifications in every aspect of our life, including the economic debacle in which the world finds itself. I was online and I saw from Rowan Gabriel and Ayman Sawaf, Rowan sent a long letter, for those of you who know her, about why she's moved back to England, and talking about how they were working on having their own personal vision. So they did a little YouTube. You might want to check it out. Their YouTube is on My Vision of the Future. You might want to check it if you like YouTubes, which I really do. And it's made me think, I'm going to do one too. Maybe you're going to do one too. Their vision of the future includes a lot of this same stuff, which is, holy mackerel, this is the time where I think Imans is the one who said, 2012 is just the beginning of a world where all of us are paying attention to our own subjective reality and creating that reality. Isn't that what we've been talking about as well? And the thing about that is, of course the Mayan calendar couldn't continue, because if everybody's doing their reality, if everybody is influencing the reality that they perceive, this is the question I always come up with Jackie's team. I would say, well, what does it really mean if we're all sitting in the room together and we're all living a different reality? Well, there's no actual logical explanation of what that's going to be like. But there certainly is an empowerment in finding out the truth of self and living into your authenticity. And so many of us, so check their YouTubes anyway. It's a vision of the future. I think it's Rowan Gabriel and separately, and Ayman, A-Y-M-A-N, Sawaf, S-A-W-A-F. He has a bunch of YouTubes out there. But they're really inspiring people. And then, of course, my amazing stepdaughter, Jane Entwistle, sent me, as I was wandering around talking about gusto and aging and all these other things in preparation for this show, she sent me a wonderful 7-minute movie, which is it's a clip. It's just a little clip from the film that's being created right now. It's a big film, or it's a 2-hour film. And it's all about, it's called Get Real, and then it's Wise Women Speak. And I mentioned it in my little flyer this week. And it's sort of done in the style of The Bleep, where they just edit together all these different pieces of people's conversation. And so Janie also found their original website, which is www.cowgirlfilms.com. And these women are so, talk about gusto. I'm going to read you a little blurb here. It says here from that group, what does our planet need now? More women fighting and ultimately losing battle with their aging appearance? Or strong women of expanded vision who proudly wear their years and use their vital wisdom and experience to dynamically benefit families, communities, and the entire planet. It's a delightful website. Get on there and take a listen to the 7-minute clip that's on there. And we're going to see if we can get some of these people, or at least the producer, to come on the air and talk with us about living in gusto. Yeah. I just had a friend staying with me who is an artist, and she's almost 80, and she's always just beginning doing things. So she came and taught us, a group of 6 women who all, I guess we're all at least in our 60s, and she got us to do a sculpting workshop. And that's really interesting because none of us are sculptors. We're all workers of various styles. But it's so amazing when you start playing with this lump of clay. It sort of reminds us of the art. Well, it is the art of creation, isn't it? When you start with this lump of clay, and, of course, then we all start with, gee, I've never done any of this before. I don't know how to be a sculptress or so on, or an artist or a blah, blah. But it was so wonderful how below my fingers, covered with clay, emerged this really amazing critter, this character. And he looks like some kind of, kind of a mystical male. He's got this weird hair. I kept thinking of Zeus. Somebody said a satyr. I'm not exactly sure what the definition of that is. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, standing around, there was a grueling feeling about it. We all got into kind of moods at times about nothing was happening or it wasn't working right. And then everybody cultivated with their own fingers something that was actually very beautiful. What a healing kind of thing. And then my friend who stayed with me, she's just a wonderful soul. She's always new and at the beginning and is perky and sprightly and bright. And it's so encouraging to be with people who are aging with a presentation that serves everyone around her. So everywhere we went, she was perky and inspiring to people and ready to take on whatever the next job was. It's just very, very nice. Now, I'm wondering if you came up with any resistances that you have when we're talking about being an entrepreneur, or we're talking about being able to do what's truly your own. Did any of you go into the structures and find resistances within yourself, or can you find any right now? Even if you wanted to call in and talk, do you find a resistance in your body? Because my guides were saying today that it was really important for us to suss out, to really experience, to recognize our own resistances and release them in order to keep unfolding. Because if this thing about women says is life is not about staying young, life is about cultivating the wisdom and the beauty of expression and of what contribution as we get older. And oh my gosh, it's a big deal, isn't it, to keep unfolding and unfolding and not get tied into our identity, our losses. Our identity is a real trick, isn't it? Anyway, here's the numbers. I'm going to give you some numbers for you to call in. Now, we're going to try this out today. They say that there are 4 lines coming in. And last week it didn't work, so let's see if it works today. It's 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And then if you can't get in, call Seth, 530-876-9026. That's 530-876-9326. Let's see now. What are we creating? You know, one of the things I love about YouTube is there's a lot of people creating and expressing on YouTube that would never have had a chance to go to a movie that would be played all over the world. Isn't that the greatest thing? this is the weirdest time on the planet where some of the stuff is so awful and people are being so rebuked and betrayed. And then on the other hand, we have the freedom to express and create like we never have before. Here we are sitting in our living room, having a wonderful view, watching the clouds go by, and talking to you on the radio. Is that ever exciting? So call in and let's find out what's in your life, because what I'd like to do when you call in is find out how you are resisting. Let's see now. The other thing is about how do you know when you're on your path? Just take a look at your life. How do you know when you're on your path? How many of you are on your path? My guides were saying, we always do a little channeling before the show, and they were saying that, oh, goody, you're calling. I'll tell you what my guides were saying after we talk to our caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. I was just reading your story. I was really, really moved and wanted to call you today.
That's great.
As far as my resistance, I'd like to ask you about... I'm really, really trying to have a second chance at life, and I've been working really hard in the past year. I continually battle with fear and anxiety and emotional grief that comes in the morning and sometimes takes all day to get rid of. And clearly, you know, obviously I'm not letting go of something or holding on to it, but I'm very perplexed as far as what to do.
Okay, first of all, do you have your computer up? Can you?
No, it's I just put it to sleep.
Okay, good. And can I ask your age just to get a sense of timing?
Yes, I'll be 56 in July.
Okay, good. Let me take a look here. Oh, I see. Okay. So you have had a number of... Okay, what I'm seeing is a huge calamitous event, maybe 10 years ago, is that right? Did you have a real big crisis where you kind of felt like you were on the edge of your life?
I crashed into menopause, and since I was done raising my son, had essentially no... I always used him to summon up my strength, and I always used him to keep myself alive. So I found myself not wanting to be alive, and I was really angry with that because I knew I couldn't end my life. So since then, I've been struggling to put myself back together, and I think for a number of years I gave up hope and just kind of picked up hope again about a year and a half ago, and I've been working really hard.
And do you work outside the home?
Somewhat. I'm a caretaker on property that I live in. I do artwork. I clean some houses and sometimes take care of elderly people.
Oh, wow. So you're a hardworking girl, aren't you?
Yeah, and dog sitting, whatever I can do.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, first of all, is I saw the nervous system that had been kind of like stretched and cracked and wondered what kind of food and supplementation you do because you need some big support there. The other one is brain chemistry. Doesn't mean you're crazy. That means that your brain, which is like a computer, has some programs in it that are fragile, and I want to kind of tighten it up. So we're going to do some energy on that. Is that okay with you?
Oh, please. Thank you.
And I also love your call because that's exactly what the problem is. It's hard to live in gusto when you're going into fear each day and you're frightened about stepping forward in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking... if I could just get rid of this fear and anxiety, it would help so much to take steps forward every day and to get beyond myself and start living in the world and giving what I can give.
Okay, so what kind of a diet do you have?
Well, I try to eat well. I've started juicing again. I take a lot of supplements. I've begun a number of months ago, like omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D and C and so on. So I eat really well compared to a lot of people, but I also know that I'm extremely sensitive.
Yeah,
I do crave sugar.
And I think that's going
to
lead you to your next job, but I just want to say, can you add just a couple of things for amino acids for brain chemistry?
Okay.
Because I'm looking at you and I want to do... I would start taking sublingual GABA-COM and I would use the peppermint flavor, just start sucking on those like a couple of times a day. Because your brain, it's like you're trying to be, you're going to be an intuitive, okay? You're actually going to open, and you're going to be quite a creative intuitive. And you've been resisting your life since you were probably about 10. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm saying it's that resistance that's really straining your brain power. The brain itself is wired not to feel gusto, but to feel self-protective and to feel very skitterous. I'm a sensitive, too, and believe me, you and I share those feelings. I learned to put my shoes on as soon as I got up in the morning. I never do, but
I
always
go
out.
I like to go to bed with my shoes on.
What's that?
I would like to go to bed with my shoes on.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm not laughing at you because I see you coming out of this like nobody's business. Go in there and don't be afraid of your fear and anxiety. Call it up. Call in your guides and angels. You have a very strong angel standing right behind you. You've got several guides. You've had a number of past lives as an intuitive, as a teacher, as someone who's really separate from the status quo. You have that resonant within your being. Once we've had past lives like that or other lives like that, whether you call them past, concurrent, or whatever, you have access to the information you have. So what I'm seeing is that your gusto, if we're going to call it that, is grabbing the fear, feeling it, exaggerating it. And you know what I mean? Don't hide from it. Don't run from it. Feel it, feel it, feel it. And then paint it if you can, or dance it, or draw it. But get it up and out, because it's just programmed stuff. It's not, like, real. Do you know what I mean? It's not new to you. And the anxiety is like, I want you to do some really rapid breathing. Do you do a workout?
I don't. No.
I want you to, I'm being bossy because I watch your body and watch that when you do, like if you just did it, I do a dance thing I've done for 35 years. My life came apart. I was widowed. I had to put my kid back into, I had a child and I had to give her back to social service because she was disturbed and in all the process, we couldn't keep it together. And I completely dissembled, okay? So I know a bit of what I'm talking about, but that was like 100 years ago. But what I started doing was doing a dance just wildly 20 minutes a day. And the point of that is that it strengthened me. It moved my anxiety and my incredible depression. It moved it. It would sink to my body, and then, boom, I'd dance it out and dance it out. And I still do that, and I'm now 66. And it's just made my vision stronger, it's made my body stronger, and it's given me a zest. And sometimes I hated doing it, but I made myself because I hated the depression and the fear and the anxiety too much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Because
I think you're going to be an intuitive, honey.
Okay. I've actually started a community dance.
Yay!
Which is not really succeeding, and I'm trying to figure out if I should take it in a different direction. So it's amazing that you're telling me to dance.
And you know what? If you dance, here's my thing, okay? If you dance alone, you can look as goofy as all get out, and you can not be self-conscious, and you can do your inner lights like I do my chakras. I do clearing, clearing, clearing. If I've got a sore arm, I go into my arm while I dance. And I also have enough vanity that I try to wiggle around so that my waist gets small enough. So I cover a lot of bases with it, and it's really, you'll notice your endorphins shift, boom, like that. And you feel better, and I want you to because you're so beautiful. And there's a sensitivity in you that hasn't been held like an imported vase. And that's something you have to get to, because then it'll move into your strength, and you'll be I see you talking to people who are very vulnerable, and you helping them get very strong, and that's it's going to start around 57, 58, 59, your Saturn return, and you're going to be quite the little intuitive girl.
I have two questions. Do you think I can be helping people through dance? Should I go in that direction?
You can. That would work. I think you're going to talk with people, and you're possibly going to do art with them. Dance would be fine. There's no rules here, and make anything I say wrong, but certainly make it better. Don't make it worse. And because we're creating our reality, right? And when I look at you, I go, you know what? You have a soft, sweet light for some. I see you talking to a number of people who are just floundering, and you're getting them to come on up and meet themselves. That's the greatest gift you're going to give. And it's through dance, fine. If it's through painting, fine. It might even
I
be through
too.
Drawing. Do you do drawing?
I paint.
Oh, okay, because you're going to take people into art as well.
Okay. And what is this GABA-COM? Is that an amino acid?
Yep, it's an amino acid combination, and it goes right to the temporal lobes, actually, of the brain. And when I don't take it for a while and then I go back to it, I notice a very slow strengthening of a certain emotional part of my nature. So
great.
It doesn't work like 5-HTP will lift you right now, but GABA-COM will maybe take a couple of weeks. So
okay.
The peppermint ones are sublingual, and you can use them as an after-dinner mint, and don't worry about it. They're really delightful. Sometimes I hand them out as if they're candy.
Wow, okay.
And I can't remember, is it Natural Sources? It's a really good brand of vitamin that does GABA-COM.
Okay.
And I look at you and I go, you know what, you're a very beautiful machine that needs to be tightened up a little bit, that's all.
Yeah.
You need to be, and this is important for everybody else who's listening. You need to be recognized by yourself as the amazing
mm-hmm.
being you are, and that's what we're on about.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're terrific. This has really helped me today.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for getting through because we're trying to get the phones to work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bless your heart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that's a really good example, especially of women and the menopause and the stuff we go through as far as identity goes. But we'll have to find, maybe some guys will call in and talk about their own fears and anxiety. Because stepping forward is awful. But at this age, at 56, we have all these different chapters in our life. But really, it's the time where we step forward to embrace our true selves and do some self-actualizing, isn't it? A lot of you are going through the Saturn return around 56 to 59, somewhere in there. Which means you're going to reevaluate a lot of your stuff as well. And that can give you some fear and anxiety, especially if you're all identified with or hooked into a way of life that isn't true to you. So what's going on in your world? We didn't have three more callers sitting there on the phones. I'm very surprised about that. And I don't remember what I was talking about before that young lady called. It was something to do with what the guides were saying. And the guides were saying before that when you're, I'll just talk about what Aravinda said, because Aravinda is an amazing spiritual teacher, and I interviewed him on Paradigm Shifters a couple of months back, actually, and next weekend I get to interview him again, so next Tuesday he's going to be on. And he talks about resistance and defense as being, he says that we're all basically enlightened. We've heard that before, right, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, he says that resistance and defense are two key things that stop us from being enlightened. Now, if we can take that and play with it, we can also say resistance and defense will stop us from living in gusto as well. Resistance and defense will stop us from really being enthusiastic about who we are because we're questioning who we are a lot of the time, aren't we? And my guides are saying how excited they were because we were doing radio. And the reason I'm doing radio is because I absolutely want to do several things. One is I want to talk to you people and make this my service. So you get to call in and ask questions for free and for the collaborative. Let's go back to what we were talking about politics. For the collaborative vibration and the waves that we can all share together. And I do it because I love radio, because it's really a hoot and it's a lot of fun, and it really tickles me to be sitting in a beautiful place and talking to people all over the world. And they say that that's called living with gusto. What is it you're doing? The young lady who just called in says she does some art, and I think some of you paint and draw and do sculpture and write and raise children. A whole bunch of things we do because we cannot not do it, because it's our passion and it's our gusto. So what does it take to live into gusto? So call in 888-815-9756. I kind of don't believe that nobody wants to call in. What? Oh, okay. And if it doesn't work, call 530-876-3222. That's the direct line. And if you want to call Seth because the lines aren't working, it's 530-876-9026. This is really important because we're not really sure if there's a block in the line before it gets into BBS radio. That's the question we have. So now I was talking about Cowgirl Films again, and it says here, it seeks, I'm going back to what I was talking about earlier, which is this, for those of you who missed the beginning, which is this 7-minute film my stepdaughter sent me called Get Real and Wise Women Speak. And it says, Cowgirl Film seeks to challenge the pervasive and unrealistic media images of women. Talk about not living in gusto. If you're not thin, if you're not young, if you don't have a facelift, who are you? That's no good. So these guys are saying, these women are saying, we're trying to change that. And I really am for that. It says, by highlighting the role of real women, I'll be with you in a minute, great call. The role of real women in their societies and families, Cowgirl Films offers a voice and a mirror for the many women who seek something deeper than the media's false idols and crass representations of femininity. And you know what I'd like to add to that is I've often said through the years, is reality is such a marketed commodity, isn't it? Like who picks some of our fashions? A lot of times it's gay guys. They don't have any breasts, they don't have any hips, so we wear straight clothes that make us look thin. I'm not objecting to gay men, I'm just saying I'm not sure that they should pick what I should wear. But in any case, that's an open discussion, and now we've got somebody on the air talking about you. You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
I was reading some of your bio on your radio station, and I've had some similar experiences.
Oh, you have? What's your first
calling in?
What's your first name?
Oh, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you're a new caller, right?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Yes.
So you've had some similar experiences.
Just kind of feeling like, as a child, that I was kind of in a different, on a different level than other people, and didn't kind of fit in. Like things were always different.
What did you do with it? Did it knock you apart, or did you have to recover as you got a little older?
Actually, you know, I just went along with other people in my life and just kind of assumed that I was always a little different, which I knew that, but I didn't know why, you know what I mean.
So it didn't make you crazy.
Well, I kind of always felt out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of like I was really different.
So what are you doing now?
Anyway, what I do now, I do some sales work, actually. And I was looking to get into more of the healing modality. I was actually healed of a pinched femoral nerve about 4 years ago.
What were you healed of?
A pinched femoral nerve.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So I could barely walk, and just one day out of the blue, I was remotely healed. So.
Oh, wow. Do you know who did it, or was it just with spirit?
Well, I know who did it. So it was kind of really interesting to me how it happened and shocking at the same time. So ever since then, I've just been working on healing.
Good.
Going into the healing avenue. And I want to change careers.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you, if there's any information that you have that you can help me with.
Well, what I'm seeing, how old are you?
I'm in my late 40s.
Yeah, and you know, the only reason I ask age, which is very impertinent when you think about it, just so difficult to get time when you're an intuitive. So it just helps me get a bit of a timeline, you know.
Right.
But anyway, what I see is you're going to have your back to the wall in an interesting way. I think it's your higher self and spirit coming to you and saying, okay, now it's time. When you can't carry on with the business that you're doing the way you're doing it, you're going to find that there's, and this is a prediction. Predictions are meant to be played with. You can change something beforehand. But you're going to find there's a little bit of a shocking moment coming to you where you go, oh, what will I do now? And then you get this guidance to go to, it's almost like you'll turn left and go to some kind of class. Now, I think you'll think you can't afford it, but you need to go to it because then you're going to start to work in some kind of a, are you good at money? Because it seems like you're going to start to work in some kind of clinic or some kind of healing center where you're going to handle the accounting or the office stuff as well as learn healing. Do you know about that?
Oh, okay. I kind of do that. So we've been talking about different avenues. So, yeah. Well, I'm kind of doing that now.
Okay.
That's really interesting.
Well, I like it because what I feel like is you're going to hit a wall. It's not a huge, huge wall, but it's a wall that scares you. And that at that point, you're going to get such an inspiration. You're going to turn a corner and go in a different direction, and it's right into the healing world. And so if you're already into the healing world, you're going to immerse yourself because it's like this. I'm going to school. It's going to cost me a little money, and it's going to pay off, and it does pay off. And you're going to find yourself in a kind of a community situation, and that could be at the clinic you're in, only it's that you would change entirely in that context, or it's a new clinic. I'm not exactly sure which. But there are new people involved, and through that, you guys create some kind of consortium that works magic with people. You're going to talk to people. You're going to put your hands on people, and it's going to make such a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that's what we're living for.
We've been kind of talking about doing that. So.
Well, bless your heart.
That's really interesting.
So we expect you to be calling in and telling us about that.
I know, I've never talked to you before. That's really interesting that you had that inspiration. So,
well, you are an inspiring soul, but I really appreciate your call, your first-time call, and I know that, and this is really good about Sharon's call, is that the authentication process, the process of digging up what is different about you, is very often what leads to your work in the world. Like, you as a little girl were meant to be one who is different in your family, in the neighborhood, and so on and so forth, so you can stand out later and teach and bring them along in a way. And you'll find that gets more and more invigorating as you get in your 50s and 60s.
Wow, thank you very much.
All right, well, bless your heart.
Thank you.
It's really...
Bless you, too.
All right, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
It's really interesting how many of us were weird or... felt like we were from somewhere else. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we probably are. My partner and I are both really different people from the status quo. And, you know, if you got really good at the status quo, guess what? You wouldn't be able to be really unique, really creative, really authentic. You would just be in the what I keep referring to as the collective. Our paradigm shifters, the people that we talk to on paradigm shifters, are individuals who are making a difference in the collective during this time of the shift. And the shift is changing the entire, you know, it's changing the, what would we call it, the social, economic fabric. We'll start there because that's the most obvious right now. And the way our communities work together to create and sustain themselves and how we relate to Mother Earth and all of that. All of that has to change or we all die, and we're not going to die because we're such a feisty lot of folks and there's so much soul and heart on our planet. But the shift requires that we begin to come from authenticity, collaboration, awareness that our impact impacts everyone here. Isn't it exciting? It's a hard time to live, and it's a very, very invigorating time to live. So my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I am trying to be also, well, I am a paradigm shifter just like you. I'm different, and so are you. And we're learning to refine what different means and put it into the world. I love to do it through my healing sessions, through my counseling sessions, and through my media. I intend to do a lot more media because I figure I'll live for another 100 years. What do you think? And my paradigm shifter at 5 o'clock, I mentioned him earlier, is Mark Allen, and he wrote Visionary. I have to get the name of his book proper here. He wrote Visionary. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks to Bob. He wrote Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success. And this is all about how they set up their publishing house, their publishing company in Marin, according to conscious and socially responsible business practices and consciousness and so on. So it's really going to be inspiring, not only for you, but for me. I hope some of you can stay with me and listen to him. On Thursday night, I'm going to be with Jackie Salvitti and her team, and we're talking, her show is called ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and I just get the biggest bang out of getting the opportunity. I'm just a sidekick there, just keep it stable, but I get to ask the team lots of questions about what reality is and what consciousness is and what healing is from their perspective. And oh my, on that show, they take us through an awful lot of healing. Next week on Radiance by Design, it'll be again a call-in show, and we'll probably do more of this, living into your authenticity, living from gusto, living from a release of resistance and defense and so on. And then my paradigm shifter at 5 o'clock next week is Aravinda, who's an amazing being. He's a youngish man, but he's really, really awake. He's one of the awakened ones, as they call it, and that's what we're working towards, being more and more awake to our authentic perfection and so on. And he's a guy that followed his intuition and went over to track a little enclave of ascended beings, some of whom are over 4,000 years old, over in Himalayas, and he's just really, he's got very, very pure teachings, and I ran his show a while back that I had interviewed him, gosh, I don't remember, 4 months ago or something, but we're doing the second interview, so I think it's going to be a very, very good one. We're going over to Orcas Island this weekend to enjoy a next meditation teaching from him, and it's my birthday weekend, so we're going to have a blast over there. Are you going to have a blast, too? So I hope you'll tune in next Tuesday. Or if you've got an idea for a paradigm shifter, email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. Or if you would like to have a session with me also, same thing, email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. And also, we're just in the process of setting up 10 shows on Live 365. They're under Conscious Energy. And we're running, pardon? Or my name, Veronica Entwistle. Boy, have I said that enough. What's my name, Veronica Entwistle? That's authentically me. Anyway, Live 365, www.live365.com, is a radio station, and we don't have any, little promos and so on done yet. We're going to get those done over the next day or so. But right now there are 10 shows, 10 paradigm shifter shows running one after the other on that. So please feel free to jump in and listen to it and give me some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. I loved your calls. Thank you very much. And we will see you at the top of the hour. First, we'll breathe in some love from the universe and breathe it out all over the place to one another, to all over the world. One more time. Love to you all. Thank you for listening. See you at the top of the hour or next week.